IS-1.
Agenda paper 8.
Amy?
Thank you. This is agenda paper 8A, which is on the transition and due process for the disclosure initiative amendments to IS-1. We've got two sets of questions for the ISB, and the first is set out on page 3, about transition and first-time adoption. So firstly, does the ISB agree that the proposed amendments to IS-1 should be applied from the effective date of the amendments with earlier application permitted, and that no specific transition provisions are necessary?
2.
I agree with what you're proposing here. I think the only thing, I think we just need to be careful that people understand what we mean, because when I read the words here, from the effective date of the amendments, that sounds prospective to me, but then if we don't have specific transition provisions, our date's default is retrospective. So I think it would just be helpful, and the basis to explain what we mean in terms of transition, to make sure people understand what we mean, and then if, you know, they think we need specific transition provisions to get that to work, that at least should hopefully prompt them to comment on it.
Otherwise agreed?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. The next question, does the ISB agree that no specific provision should be made for first-time adopters of IFRS for these amendments to IS-1?
Agreed.
The next set of questions is on page 4, on the due process and comment period. So firstly, is the ISB satisfied all due process steps applicable so far have been complied with?
That's the case.
Does the staff have permission to prepare a ballot draft for the amendments to IS-1 exposure draft with a comment period of 120 days?
That's correct.
And do any ISB members intend to dissent from the proposals?
Nope.
Thank you.
we couldn't make it longer for you.
Chairman. We just have one more due process and transition paper, and this is for the second issue going forward in this exposure draft. In September 2013, the ISB discussed and agreed upon a narrow focus amendment to IS-1, specifically to paragraph 82A of IS-1, which the Interpretations Committee received a submission on, claiming that that requirement was unclear. Now, this portion of the amendments to IS-1 is clarifying in nature, and it only addresses what was observed to be diverse interpretations by the Interpretations Committee. Therefore, it only affects disclosure and presentation, not classification, recognition, or measurement. It also clarifies that an entity should present amounts of OCI from equity accounted investments within the share and classified by whether or whether or not it will be subsequently reclassified to profit and loss. Consequently, and in line with Amy's requirements, the staff think that the entity should be able to apply these amendments from their effective date with earlier application permitted, and that no specific transition requirements are necessary. So with that, I'll ask the ISB if the proposed amendments to IS-1 should be applied from the effective date of the amendments with earlier application permitted, and that no specific transition provisions are necessary, and additionally, that no specific provisions should be made for first-time adopters of IFRS for these amendments to IS-1.
Subject to the same comments from Sue as before. Mm-hmm.
So I'll move on then to the permission to ballot and comment period. Again, this is aligned with the other proposals for the exposure draft arising from the disclosure initiative. The appendix of paper A8B summarizes all due process steps taken, and the staff believe that we have appropriately achieved the steps required for in the due process handbook. Therefore, I'll ask if the ISB is satisfied that due process requirements applicable so far have been met, and if the staff has permission to prepare this amendment as part of a ballot draft of amendments to IS1.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the case.
Thank you.